This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Congressional Democrats will continue to present their case today in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA's congressional correspondent Katherine Gibson has more.
Democrats say there is even more evidence to be uncovered, but failed in their initial attempt Tuesday to force Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to call witnesses at the beginning of the trial. McConnell said no decision about witnesses until opening arguments are over, but could end up bowing to the majority of Americans who want witnesses called. A marathon day of arguments against Trump appeared to change few minds. Trump's lawyers set to begin their defense Saturday, but the president's allies are already accusing Democrats of using the impeachment process for political gain. Democrats have two more days for their opening arguments, but a battle over allowing White House officials to testify in return for the testimony of former Vice President Joe Biden is already brewing. Katherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A new poll shows Americans are sharply divided when it comes to whether President Trump should be removed from office. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 45% of Americans think Trump should be convicted and removed from office. 40% say he should remain president, while about 1 in 7 say they don't know enough to have an opinion. About 80% of Republicans say Trump should remain in office, while the same percentage of Democrats say he should be removed. And about three-fourths of those responding say the trial is unlikely to produce information that will change their minds. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on the impeachment trial, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma reports Carlson Aviation in Oregon said in a statement one of the large air tankers has been lost.
The air tanker had left Richmond in New South Wales with retardant for a firebombing mission. Carlson Aviation says the accident was extensive but has few other details. Carlson has now grounded other firefighting aircraft as a precaution pending a probe, reducing planes available to firefighters in New South Wales and neighbouring Victoria State. The four-propeller Hercules drops more than 4,000 gallons of fire retardant in a single pass.
The tragedy brings the death toll from the bushfires to at least 31 since September. China is locking down three cities, including Wuhan, that are home to more than 18 million people in an unprecedented effort to try to contain a deadly new viral illness. The contravirus has sickened hundreds and spread to other cities and countries. Meanwhile, China's state-run media is reporting Beijing is canceling major public events, including two well-known Lunar New Year temple fairs, in an effort to curb the spread of the illness. The International Court of Justice ruled Thursday that Myanmar must take steps to ensure the safety of Rohingya Muslims. The court said that its order to protect the Rohingya is binding and creates international legal obligations on Myanmar. Myanmar is expected to report to the court on its progress of complying with its order. Dozens of world leaders are in Israel today for an event commemorating the Holocaust. The World Holocaust Forum includes addresses by Russian President Vladimir Putin, French President Emmanuel Macron, and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. Thursday's event coincides with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp, where the Nazis killed more than 1.1 million people, most of them Jews, during World War II. The Trump administration is expected to place new visa restrictions on so-called birth tourism, where women come to the United States to have babies in order to get a U.S. passport for the child. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The new rules would make it more difficult for pregnant women to travel to the U.S. on tourist visas. Birth tourism is a lucrative business. It involves women traveling to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have a coveted passport. Sources tell the AP women would have to convince a consular officer that they have a legitimate reason to come to the country. Under the Constitution, anyone born in the U.S. is considered a citizen. There are questions about how officers would determine whether a woman is pregnant to begin with and whether a woman would get turned away by border officers who suspect she may be pregnant just by looking at her. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.